Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Hello, I'm Harry Wilburn. I present Steel & Wire every Wednesday, 10 a.m. Americana, bluegrass, American roots, and more. Lots of guests, lots of local music and musicians. That's Steel & Wire, Wednesday, 10 a.m.
You're listening to fabulous Harry Wilburn on Steel & Wire.
It's time to open the music box. Join me, Steve Roden, every Thursday morning between 10 and 12 for music from the 40s to the 90s from my own music collection. Songs I've grown up with, ones I am sure you will enjoy hearing again. Hope to see you then.
If you love new music and you want to discover the best new artists out there, then tune into The Backroom with me, Paddy. I'll be playing the best of new indie, electro, EDM and punk and showcasing new Sheffield talent. Also music news, local and national gig guide and new album releases. So tune into The Backroom every Thursday night between 6 and 7 p.m. here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Yes, get ready for Soul Plus every Saturday at 10 a.m. Soul Plus, the music that led to soul, came out of soul. Soul Plus, every Saturday, 10 a.m. Get ready. Soul Plus, every Saturday, 10 a.m.
This is Sheffield Live.
N-E-X-T.
This is Emerson Maximus from Multiverse 3. You're listening to the Glory Days Rock Show on Sheffield Live.
Wouldn't it be nice if we were older?
And that was, of course, the Beach Boys, because Brian Wilson died aged 82 a couple of days ago. And that was Wouldn't It Be Nice from their amazing album called Pet Sounds that everybody went on about from 1966.
It wasn't their first album by any means. It was a difficult choice of track, yes, to be fair, but they did some cracking stuff and a very influential band indeed.
Yeah, I could hear a Wizard in there, in fact.
Yeah, if you just tuned in, of course, you're listening to Glory's Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM on digital in South North Yorkshire or SheffieldLive.org. You can listen online there. You can also download the podcasts and listen later at your leisure. This show is all about great rock music in all its different forms, and we stress the all. And we played some great stuff in the first hour with our PG's Pick of the Rocks. Four brand new releases bringing us bang up to date tracks from all over the world. You got Julian Pauly alive in the studio, of course. Later in this hour, we've got our undercover section and loads more besides. But before we get on to Chris's punk band of the month, which is X-Ray Specs, another track from them, we'll talk about what we played at the end of the first hour. We played out with Oasis, Don't Look Back in Anger, from What's a Story, Morning Glory, their second album from 1995. I don't think there's a bad track on that album. Or their debut album, Definitely Maybe. Before that,
yes, with Sleepless One in Kate Bush, The Morning Fog from the album Hounds of Love, which had everybody on it, included on that track.
It was John Williams
on guitar.
Amazing. Well, everybody on it. I feel I need to get hold of that track, that album for really my hand, but it's quite expensive, can you believe, to get hold of that. And before that,
1963, Beatles live at the BBC, I Feel Fine, difficult guitar track. Piece to play of that, actually.
Yeah. Well, next up, something bonkers from our Chris, X-Ray Specs, with a track from their debut album, Germ Free Adolescence.
Artificial! my eyes. Just teach me to despise. Will time make man more wise? Here, within my lonely brain, my eyes just hurt my brain. But will it seem the same? Come tomorrow, will I be older? Come tomorrow, may be a soldier. Come tomorrow, may I be bolder than today. Now, the trees are almost green, but will they still be seen? Destroy these lands, don't make them desert sands. Come tomorrow, will I be older? Come tomorrow, may be a soldier. Come tomorrow, may I be bolder than
this is Matt Elders from Arts and Monkeys. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Thank you.
That was Suede with Electricity from 1999. And then we went all the way back to 1966 with the Yardbirds with Jeff Beck, Shapes of Things. And we started out with X-Ray Specs, a track called Artificial from 78. Wow.
Germ-Free Adolescence was the album. That was our Chris's punk track of the week. In fact, punk band of the month. You're listening to Glory Days Rock Show on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Next up, something from 1975.
Welcome, please, AC/DC. We'll be right back.
Because music said, let there be light. And there was light. Let there be sound. And there was sound. Let there be drums. Wow, there was drums. Let there be guitar. There was guitar. Wow, let there be rock.
Sheffield Live.
Most interesting track there from the fabulous Mr. Bill Nelson. Weird Critters came from a 1997 album, Confessions of a Hyperdreamer, brackets My Secret Studio Volume 2. And if you like the sound of that, go and check out his website, Dreamsville.
Aye, and before that, a live track from AC/DC telling us all about rock. Let There Be Rock from a BBC Sight and Sound from 1977. And a really nice track from The Damned, Shadow of Love, from their 1985 album Phantasmagora.
All good stuff. Of course, listen to Glorious Rock Show on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. We're here until 3 o'clock, and then Rob Wellington will be in the house from 3 until 5. First hour is Motown. Second hour is theme songs with the best intros, part 2. I can't remember in part 1, Rob.
No.
So I feel like we've missed out there.
Yeah.
Never mind. Next up is our undercover section to rather interesting tracks as usual.
And that was Two Undercovers. That was EMF with Reeves and Mortimer covering, of course, I'm a Believer by the Monkees. Who covered it? Written by Neil Diamond. And before that, Johnny Winter covering Lucille by Little Richard.
I thought that was a really good cover, Johnny Winter.
Yes.
Interesting, the EMF one. But there you go. You all listen to Glory's Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Next up is a track that RPG sent in way back in February. We thought it was deserving of another play.
Misunderstands. She's often inclined to borrow somebody's dreams till tomorrow. Sound till tomorrow. There is no other day. a gown that touches the ground. Float on the river forever and ever, Emily.
By you.
Hey!
don't make them Yikes. Like that anymore. That was If I Could See Be Happy by the Mahavishnu Orchestra, of course, came off their 1975 album Visions of the Emerald Beyond. Before that,
Def Leppard Live.
Yeah.
Pour Some Sugar from, where was it?
Oh, well, it was recorded at Don Valley Stadium on the 6th of June 1993. Don Valley Stadium's long gone, I'm afraid, but it did come off their fourth album, Asteria, 1987. Before that,
oh, we went back to 1967. Pink Floyd's See Emily Play, which was a non-album single, B-side, The Scarecrow.
And that was their second single, actually. Very interesting.
And we started out with, of course, Split Chain from Bristol, PG's Pick. I'm Not Dying to Be Here, it was called.
That was released in February this year. We are fast coming to the end of Glory Days Rock Show this week. We're going to play out with a classic from The Police, Message in a Bottle. Rob Wellington's here, poised and waiting.
And he's got his aircon replaced.
Well, in his car, he has.
So it's still a warm lot cooler. It's a lot cooler now.
Here we go. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Message in a bottle.